How are you guys doing tonight? Are you excited because it's Christmas? Yes, I'm Christmas Eve. That's right. Okay, right. So you're right on it. So for a lot of children, they think that the only thing Christmas is about is just gifts. But we know it's about more than that, right? It's about Jesus' birthday. Should we sing happy birthday to Jesus? Yeah. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Jesus, happy birthday to you. Well, there was a little boy who thought that only Christmas was only about toys, didn't even care about Jesus, and his mom said, oh no, Christmas is about so much more. And so she taught him how to make it worth more. So who here, by a show of hand, is a good speller? Is anyone here a good speller? Are you guys good spellers? Do we know how to spell Christmas? What's the first letter in Christmas? C. All right. Can I have you hold this C? All right. And can you just stand up on the shelf? All right. Now, C is just a letter, but it stands for something at Christmas. What do you think it stands for? What do you think it is? Christ. You guys are so smart. What's the second letter in Christmas? H. All right. Can I get you to stand next to her with that H? Now, what do we think the H might stand for? Why don't you switch? Yep. There we go. Hey. What do you think the H might stand for? Holy Spirit, that's a fantastic answer. I'm looking for a different answer. What? Hope. I love that answer too.
Holidays?
You guys are getting all the H's.
Holy.
So what are some of you dressed up as? What are you dressed up as? An angel, the herald angel. Hark, the herald angels sing. And herald is not his name, it's a kind of angel. Right. So it's Christ and it's the herald angels. What's next in Christmas?
R.
All right. You want to hold this R up there? And I'll see how smart you are. If you can figure out the right place to stand with that. He knew what he was doing. He's just having fun. All right. What do you think the R stands for? Righteousness. I love that word. What do you think?
Reserve.
What do you think? Toys. Well, no. Respect. These are all great answers. But there's a churchy word, and sometimes we call Jesus Christ our Redeemer. Our Redeemer. To be redeemed is to be made good. All right. So we have C, we have H, we have R. What's next? Oh, the eyes have it. The eyes have it. And what do you think the I stands for? You got it. Did you hear her, everybody? She said Israel. That's right. That was the name of the country that Bethlehem was in. It's a very special place. What comes next?
S.
You want to hold the S next to the I? And what do you think the S stands for? Son of God. That's a good answer. What else?
Savior.
That's a fantastic answer. What else? A star. That's right. How did the wise men know where to go? They followed the star. All right. What it comes after?
T.
All right. For tiger? No, it's not a tiger. There were no tigers at the manger. What's it? Toy department? No. Toilet paper? No, not toilet paper. Okay. How about I just tell you? And you guys got to keep holding up your letters. Miguel, and you keep holding up your letters. T is, and who are the three people that walked in? The three kings. And three starts with T. So we've got, what do we spell so far? Hold them up. And then everyone out here, shout. What does that spell? Are we done?
No.
What comes next? M. All right. M. Go up there. What do you think the M stands for?
Manger.
That's right. It stands for manger. It maybe also could have stood for Mary, right? But it stood for manger. What's next? A. All right. And what do we think the A stands for?
Appreciation.
Appreciation? Was that what you were going to say? What do you think it stands for? No. Miguel? Angel was a good guess. That's a really good guess. But do you think, what do you think? Can I give you a hint? Do you think that Jesus Christ was born for just some people? Or do you think... Now, does everybody start with an A? All, it's all, for all. All right, so now we have, let's look at these letters again. Same with me, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A. Christma. Oh, no, we need an S. We need an S. Can you go stand up there? Stand up there next to the A. And what do we think the S? There's another spirit. Smelly manger. No. Sanctuary. Shepherds. Stands for shepherds. And so hold your letters up, all right? And the whole congregation is going to say these. Make sure your letters up. All right. And so we have... C is for Christ, and is for the herald angels, and our Redeemer, and Israel, and for star, and for the three wise men, and M for manger, and A for all, and S for shepherds. And so no matter how, no matter what kind of celebrations you guys are having, I hope that you'll remember that Christmas is about so much more than just toys and yummy, yummy food and Christmas trees. It's about the greatest gift given to us ever, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to say a little prayer, and then you guys can go back to your seats. So gracious God, we give you thanks for the energy and the excitement that these children are sharing with us. Lord, continue to bless them, and may there be room for you and all of their celebrations. In the name of the Christ child, we pray and we say, amen. Thank you. You can go back to your seats.